and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor, before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear, and tremble for all the goodness, and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. In those days, and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, The two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, If my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob, and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return, and have mercy on them. Jeremiah 33:7-9, 15, 16, 24-26. To the same purpose see the whole chapter. See also chapter 50, 4, 5, 19, 20. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together, as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. Micah 2:12-13. I will multiply upon you the mountains of Israel, man and beast, and they shall increase, and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. In the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be built. Ezekiel 36:11, 24-26, 33. See the whole chapter, also chapter 37. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Luke 21:24. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children, and their children's children, forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Ezekiel 37:25. I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God. There shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings, and the first fruits of your oblations, with all your holy things. Ezekiel 20:34, 35, 37, 38, 40. See also verses 41, 44. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart, and with my whole soul. Jeremiah 32:41. See from verse 37 to the end. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I the Lord will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I the Lord have spoken it. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown. Ezekiel 34:23, 24, 28, 29. See also verses 11, 16, and from verse 22 to the end of the chapter. Behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. Hosea 2:14, 15, 19. See from verse 16 to the end, even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. 2 Corinthians 3:15, 16. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for, lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And the Lord shall inherit Judah as portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Zechariah 2:10, 12. Therefore will he give them up, until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth, and the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. Micah 5:3, 4, 7, 13. See the whole chapter, chapter 4, and chapter 7, 14, 17. See also Zeph 3:9, to the end. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Obadiah 1:17, 21. The children of Israel shall abide many days, without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord, and his goodness, in the latter days. Hosea 3:4. 5. Behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people, and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Joel 3:1, 2, 17, 20. See also verses 7, 14, 16, 18, 21. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be, as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. I will hiss for them, and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase, as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children, and turn again. Zechariah 10:6, 8, 9. See the whole chapter. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. If the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be, but life from the dead? And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted, for God is able to graft them in again. How much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. See also verses 30 to 31. God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! Romans 11:2, 12, 15, 23, 24, 25-29, 32-33. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. There is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hananeel unto the gate of the corner. Jeremiah 31 1, 4, 10, 17, 31 to 33, 38. See the whole chapter. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand, and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace, and of supplications, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Zechariah 12 6, 10. See the whole chapter. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities, and inhabit them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amos 9 14, 15. They shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for, lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Jeremiah 30, 9, 10. See to the end of the chapter. Part 4. Promises of Christ's Second Coming, that Christ will come again. Table of Contents. Judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. 1 Corinthians 4 5. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Matthew 24, 42. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. John 14, 28. To wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. Zechariah 12, 10. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day, upon the earth. Job 19:25. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem. Zechariah 14:4. As often as ye eat this bread, and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death, till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:26. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patient waiting for Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:30. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 5:4. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Revelation 1:7. Ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Mark 14:62. To you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:3. As the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:27. Looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner, as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1:11. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:27. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25:31. He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Acts 3:20, 21. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:12, 20. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:7, 8. I saw in the night visions, and, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, which shall not be destroyed. Daniel 7:13, 14. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:20, 21. There shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. 2 Peter 3:3, 4, 10. Conclusion. That God will perform all his promises. Table of Contents. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thy word is true from the beginning. Psalm 119:89, 90, 160. God is not a man, that he should lie, neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hebrews 6:18. The word of the Lord is tried. Psalm 18:30. He is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:23. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 25:1. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Psalm 89:34. I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Isaiah 46:11. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Psalm 105:8. You know in all your hearts and in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you, all are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Joshua 23:14. See also 1 Kings 8:56. The mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 54:10. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. 2 Peter 3:9. Being fully persuaded that, what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4:21. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Titus 1:2. The strength of Israel will not lie, nor repent, for he is not a man, that he should repent. 1 Samuel 15:29. He will not forsake thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. Deuteronomy 4:31. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 9:10. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter 1:4.